The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We begin today's daf on the Daf Amud Bet. We are starting two lines from the bottom, right in the beginning of the Gemara. The Habar Huna, Berav Shmuel, Berad the Rabba, Bar Bar Hana, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Berad the Rabbi Yehuda. All these rabbis, Tanu Shavuot, they learned Masechet Shavuot, BeRabba, in the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pagah Behu Rav Kana, so Rav Kana met the rabbis. Amar, he told them, Amar Lehu. Ezid b'shvu'at pkadon v'hitrubo mahu. Now we know that in shvu'at pkadon, so we said that this is one of the exceptional cases, that if a person makes the shvu'at pkadon, meaning I don't have the pkadon, b'mezid, on purpose he lied, so the Torah teaches us yes, me a korban in such a case. So the Gemara's question over is, let's say not only did he do it b'mizid, but he was warned by witnesses, hey, don't make that shivu'at pikadon, otherwise you're going to be obligated. Will he also get a malkut as well? Because normally when witnesses warn a person for something, so there's a malkut situation over there. So he wanted to know if he does b'mizid on his own, without a hatra'a, stam. The guy, he on b'mizid, he lied, and then he confessed. So that we know already has to be a qurban. The question is where he was warned by witnesses and then he confessed. So then already do we say that he has to get a double punishment, a korban and malkut? So Gemara says, Hezid b'shvu'at pekadon v'etrubo, he was warned by witnesses. Mahu keban dechidushum. One option is to tell this. Since the whole concept is a chidush. Debechol haTorah lo ashkeham mezid demaiti korban. You never find in the Torah that a mezid brings a korban, except for a few exceptions. Haka mighty korban, and here what she wants the kadon and mezid brings a korban. Lo shena atrube, velo shena lo atrube, and therefore I'll say there's no chiluk. Whether he got warned or whether he didn't get warned, he's always going to be a korban alone. That's one option. Since the whole concept is a hadush that a mezid in the first place brings a korban. When does the mezid bring a korban? So maybe I could argue that I don't care even if he got hatra'a, the din is korban without malkut. Or I can say maybe the only time he brings a korban is a mezid where there was no atra with witnesses. Maybe when he has witnesses that warned him, maybe he gets malkut and not a korban. That's the second option. Or third option, maybe do both. So the options are malkut alone, korban alone, or both. Anyway, I want to know, which is if you don't have a witnesses that warned him without a warning, for sure, Mizid just brings a korban. That we have already, the Torah that teaches us that. The question is, how do you know that if he got a warning, what's the deen? What's my choices? Well, when a guy gets normally warned, don't do this, otherwise you're going to get punished. Normally a warning brings a punishment. Punishment can be malkut. Well, I say, no. Maybe this is a chintush over here. Maybe he brings a korban. Mizid normally doesn't bring a korban. Or maybe I'll tell you better. Both. Korban and Malkut. This is the Gemara's question. Now, we haven't found in the Torah too many cases that a Mezid brings a Korban. Rashi tells us the exceptions. Look at the fourth line in Rashi. Lo ashkehan Mezid de mighty Korban. Lab davka kol haTorah. It doesn't mean in the whole Torah, but because we found some Share, Dalid mevim el azadon kashir. There's four cases. Habal ha-shifcha, okay, a person cohabitates with a shifcha. The Nazir Shinitma, a Nazir that became Tameh, also has to bring a Quran, even became Tameh Bemezid. Ushwata Aidut, which we learned already, and Shwata Pekadon. So those are the four cases that bring a Korban Bemezid. Anyone has the Gemara's question, so the Gemara is going to try to bring proofs now.
What if it's.
For sure you bring a Korban. Shogeg, for sure. The Hadush is Bemezid. So Amale Tanina. So he told them, we have a Braita that discusses this question. Hamura emena shvu'at pikadon. Shvu'at pikadon is more strict or more stringent than shvu'at aidut. Shehayavim al zedonam makot. Because on the zedon, if you do it on purpose, if you lie on purpose, if it's on purpose, he has makot. Vashigigeta asham
Bekesef shekalim. And on shogeg yasmir korban asham, it has to be worth at least 2 shekalim. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Bedekamar le'al zedon ha-makot. The fact that it said that you want to pick it on mezid gets makot mechlal de'atrube. It's got to be a case where they warned them, because you don't get makot unless there was a warning. Vekamar makot in korban lo. Clearly, it says in the Braita that Shavuot Pekadon gets makot, and we can make an induction. Makot, yeah, korban, no. And the case was Pituma where he got a hatra'ah, because if there was no hatra'ah, we know makot in the first place, so we have an answer to your question. Shavuot says, umay chumrah, well, we have what? And what's the chumrah then? Which means, if you're telling me, You're telling me that mezid by what do you call it? By shivuat hapikadon gets malkut, and the chumrah is that over there you get malkut, and by shivuat ha'edut mezid gets korban. What's the chumrah? This gets one. This gets one. Is if you right, this is chumrah. If you tell me you get 2. Makot and Korban. Now I understand what the Chumrah of Shavuot HaPekadon is over Shavuot HaAidut. But if you tell me by Shavuot HaPekadon you get Malkut, and by Shavuot HaAidut, Pekadon you get Malkut, and by Aidut you're going to get Korban. What's the Chumrah? This is one, this is one. I'll tell you. Umay Chumrah, Dini, Adili, Inish, Demaiti, Korban, Vado Lilke. Because the person would rather get, bring a Korban than get Malkut. So that's the Stot Chumrah. The Chumrah is that you're getting Malkut over a Korban. But we proved the point that what? That it's only Malkut. Amalehu Rava Bar Iti. Rava Bar Iti said, Man Tanaz Zadon Shivuat. Hapikadon Lo Nitan Nekapara. Rabbi Shimon says, wait, this bright as Rabbi Shimon, my friends. There's a shita of Rabbi Shimon that says that a mezid by Shavuot HaPekadon does not bring a korban. And if this bright that says that you get malkut on the mezid side is going according to Rabbi Shimon, that never says you bring a korban on the mezid on Shavuot, because you have no raya. We're asking a question according to the rabbis. You brought me a bright and it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. The reason why you don't bring a Korban, because he says you never bring a Korban on the Mizid side. Aval, the Rabbanan Korban, Namem Maiteh. But according to the rabbis, could be you'll also bring a Korban. Which means, don't bring me an ayah from this bride that says you only get Malkut. That's only according to Rabbi Shimon. That says you never bring a Korban on the Mizid side of a Shavuot HaPekadon. But maybe according to the rabbis, in the Chaname, you'll get Malkut and you'll also get, you bring a Korban. Amalu Rav Kana. So Rav Kana says, listen, Bar Mina Dahu. Dahi, leave this to Braita. Please do not bring this Braita. Bar Mina, scratch it, meaning, don't bring this Braita into the mix over here for a proof. Why? De'ana Tanina La. Because I have this Braita in my list of Braitot. De'ahi Tanina La. But I have a different text than the Braita. And based on my text, it's got nothing to do with the subject. Echad zedona ve'echad shegigata asham bekesef shekalim. All it says in the Braita is whether you do it bezadon or whether you do it bishogeg by Shavuot HaPekadon, you bring a korban asham that's worth 2 shekalim. Nothing to do with makot. We're not talking about whether there was a hatra'ah over here. We're not talking about nothing. Stam, it's just telling us the law that Shavuot HaPekadon has a chumrah. That what? Whether you did it bezadon or whether you did it bishogeg, you bring a korban asham that's worth 2 shekalim. Umay chumrah. So what's the chumrah over Shavuot HaEdut? The iluat hamchatat bat danka. Over there you bring a korban chatat that's worth a danka. That's worth, let's say, 1 shekel. Asham bekesef shekalim. But over here it's got to be worth at least 2 shekalim, which means just the expense of the korban. By Shavuot HaPekadon, got to be worth 2 shekalim. Over there it's got to be worth 1 danka. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah to anything we're talking about. We're not talking about a case of mezid with hatra'ah. Stam, we're talking about the value of the korban. If you did it by mezid by Shavuot HaPekadon, asham shtei kesef. If you do it by mezid by Shavuot HaAidut, korban chatat, 1 kesef. 1 danka. Oh, so give us a way. V'ligmar mina. Why don't you learn from it? Which means, Adrabah, once you're telling me that mezid by Shavuot HaPekadon brings a korban, learn it the other way. Learn korban alone and not malkut. Now go the other way. from the fact that they have the Braita. Now, the way you're learning the Braita of Kana, you tell, oh, the Braita is talking about Mezid Korban. Ah, very good, Mezid Korban. That's answering that question. The Mezid only brings a Korban without Malkut. Gemara says, Dilma Dilo Atrube. Who said there was a warning in that case? There was no warning. You have no ra'ayat in case you're going to get Malkut in that case. There's no atrap. Therefore, you have no ra'ayat to our question. Lishna Harina. Now, we're going to bring another version to this subject. Hashema in Hayavim ad Braita. In Hayavim al Shigigata. You're not going to be Hayav on Shigigata on a Shogeg. Ma in Hayavim al Zidona. What are you going to be Hayav on the Zadon, on the Mezid? Asham bekesef Shekalim. Now, my lab bide atrube. Which means, must be the case he's talking about where they warned them. And still it says what? On the Zadon, you only Hayav a Korban. Ah, so you see, Zadon with Atra'a is only a Korban. Who says? You didn't warn him. And therefore you have no right to the case of Malkut. Simple question, simple answer. Tashema. Oh, we have another right there. Lo. No. Imamarta benazir tameh sheken loke. A nazir that became tameh. Now he accepted upon himself Nazir. One of the things a Nazir cannot do is become Tameh to Emet. He became Tameh to Emet on purpose. So what's the deen? You gotta give him lashes. So the Gemara says, Umaim Nazir that became Tameh. You give him lashes. Tomar b'shvat pekadon. She'enu loke. But shvat pekadon sounds like same case where he transgressed it b'mezid. He does not get Malkut. Now, Mindekamal Loke, since we're talking about Malkut over here, Michlal de Atrube. Must be the case we're talking about where there was a warning. And still what? The Kaamar Tomar Bishwat Bekonon She'eno Loke. So clearly, for the fact that we're talking about a Nazir gets Malkut, must be we're talking about a case where he was warned. And you're telling me, in the similar case, Bishwat Bekonon, when there was a warning, you don't get Malkut. Ah, proves our point. That you see what? Mezid. What a tra'a? No Malkut. So, Aval Korban Mighty. But a Korban you'll bring. So, answer that question. Gemara says, no. Mai eno loke de eno niftar bin Malkut. When it says eno loke, meaning Malkut's not enough. I can say you need both. By Shavuata Pekadon, not only do you bring a Korban, you also get the Malkut. It's eno loke, meaning it's not enough to get Malkut. You need both. So I'll teach you need both. Gemara says, well, Mechlal de Nazir Tameh. Niftar bin Malkut. So that means you're implying that what? That Pekadon gets both and Nazir only gets Malkut. Because you're making a difference between Nazir and Pekadon. Ha Korban Ketive. What are you talking about? We know what Nazir Tameh brings the Korban. So then the deen is exactly the same. Nazir Tameh brings a korban and gets Malkut, and Shavuot HaPekadon gets Eno Niftar B'Malkut gets both also. So what's the difference? The Braita is obviously making a difference. But the way you're learning, they're both the same, because Nazir Tameh also brings a korban. Gemara says, no. The mighty korban, ki echi detihul ale nazirut betahara. The reason why he brings the korban, the Nazir Tameh, is not as kapara for the tumah. That's in order to restart his new nazirut betahara. You got to bring a korban. So for that korban, it's got nothing to do with anything. That Qurban is not part of the Kappara. Oh, so therefore I could argue and tell you that really I have no idea from this Braita, because the Braita can be talking about when it says Eno Loke, it means Eno Niftar bin Malkut. And therefore I'll tell you really again, both. So if we have no idea, you want to learn that word, it says Eno Loke, only a Qurban, I can tell you no. Eno Loke means both. Malkut's not enough. So therefore it's not conclusive. So therefore we still have our question. Amaruha. Rabbanan came de Rabba. Well, the rabbis came in front of Rabba and they told him this dilemma. They told him the situation over here. That what? That if a person gets this Malkut business over here, if he gets a warning, maybe he only gets Malkut, maybe he brings two. This whole discussion they told Rabba. Amalehu. So he told him. They like this. Michlal. I want to make an implication. It sounds like from your question that you're asking, let's say they didn't warn him. But there's witnesses that know that this guy really has the pikadon. He's going to be chayav, which means like Rabban's making a diyuk. Look at that. It's before it gets wide, right? The Rashi right before they get wide. מכלל דפשיטא לדחילו עטרו בהריסה דמחייב קורבן.
Which means, it sounds like it's פשוט.
דחילו עטרו בה, in a case where there was no התראה. So what does he do? Brings a korban. Ve'af al gav diyad ehani sehadeshu chayav lo. That's something. Even though they're witnesses that know he's chayav, since they didn't warn him officially, he brings a korban. Ve'amai mechayev. Ve'al lo to'id lo kefirato.
Which means his kefira is not going to help because anyway there's witnesses that are becoming mechayev.
When would I say that when a guy is kofed with pekulon he should be chayav? When his kefira causes the guy to lose money. But this kefira is not going to cause him to lose money because there's witnesses here. After he's going to be kofir, anyway the guy's going to end up having to pay because there's witnesses.
So he says over here,
he says over here, the kefira is only devarim.
Again, you tell me your whole Gemara, you're telling me, when there's witnesses, but they didn't give him a warning, he brings a korban. Why did he have to bring a korban? Because he was kofir, the guy. At the end of the day, I don't have your pekado, I don't know what you're talking about. So Rabbi said, what are you telling me over here? Makes no sense what you're saying. You're going to bring a korban when there's witnesses? The chaura, the only time you should bring a korban on the kefira is where the kefira, his denial causes a loss. The fact that I'm saying, I have no pekado, now this guy loses out. But by me saying, I don't have your pekado, he won't lose out, because anyway, there's witnesses that are going to show up anyway. So Rabbi comes along and says, no, Rabbi says, I don't agree with that. Alma kasama Rabbi. Again, bikaidi mechayev kifir devarim me'alma. The kifir has only words. Au alma kasamar va kofir b'mamot sheish alav edim patur. This is Rabbi's hadush. Kofir. In a case where there's edim, you're going to be patur. Why? Because your kifir has only words. Your kifir didn't accomplish anything. Again, I come along in front of the bet din. Rabotai, this guy says I gave him a pekadon. I have his pekadon. I swear to God, I do not have a pekadon. Okay, now normally, under normal circumstances, if I was a shogeg or if I was a mezid, I would have to be a korban because I was lying. Then I admitted, I was lying. Okay, bring a korban. So Rava says, yeah, wait. You know why you bring a korban? Because until you admitted, this guy lost money. Now your denial caused a loss of money. But Rava says, I want to ask you a question. If I denied, but there's witnesses in the world that know that I did have the pekadon, so my denial really is not causing any loss of money because these witnesses eventually are going to surface anyway and they're going to set the record straight. So Rava says, HaKofer bepekadon bemkom sheyesh aydin patum la korban. Can't Rava say Hadush? Okay, comes the Gemara and says, the Gemara wants to make a proof to Rava. The Gemara says like this. Amale Rav Hanina le Rava Tanya de Misayah lach. There's a braita that supports what you just said. V'chicheshba, this is by Shivat the Pekadon. V'chicheshba, I mean the guy denies it. V'chicheshba, no, I never took the Pekadon. Prat, that's coming to exclude Limodel le'echad ben achim. As opposed to where the guy confessed to one of the brothers already, I owe you the money. So when he denies it, fine. But if he denies it after already he admitted, so therefore denial is worthless because anyway he admitted it to one of the brothers. So therefore his denial is not going to cause him to get off the hook. Because once his denial was preceded by an admission, so his denial is worthless. Or he confessed to one of the partners that indeed owes him the money. Oh, and the guy lied falsely. I never borrowed money. Prat lelovev b'shtar v'lelovev b'adim. Clearly, excluding a case where he borrowed with a shtar. So even if he denies, doesn't matter. There's a shtar in the world. The shtar is going to get him anyway. Or where he borrowed money via witnesses. You see clearly. If the guy borrowed via witnesses, so even though he denies it, he's not going to be hayav because the witnesses eventually are going to come and be hayav. The only time he should be hayav is when my denial causes you a loss. But my denial doesn't cause you a loss. The witnesses are in the world. Oh, so that's what they want to bring a proof to Rabbi. Say, you know, Rabbi, you're right. But that clearly says that if you deny alone, in a case where there's witnesses, you put them from a korban. Amar leh, so Rabbi was intellectually honest with me. He says,
If this is where you bring me the proof from, that's not a proof for me. All due respect, this is not a proof for me. Why? Be'omer leviti velo leviti be'edim. Leviti velo leviti b'shtar.
Which means the case is talking about where the guy didn't totally confess, deny. The guy said, I did borrow, by the way. Guy comes with, I did borrow, but I didn't borrow with a shtar. Or I did borrow, I didn't borrow with witnesses. So therefore, in that case over there, it's not considered a denial. He's just denying a prat. It wasn't with a shtar. It wasn't with edim. But he's saying, I borrowed. So therefore, that's why he's patur. We thought the case was talking about where the guy's going, I never did anything, there's witnesses, that's why he's patur. No, the guy's saying, I did borrow. So what did you say you did borrow? That's not a deny, by the way. That's why that's why you patur. Because based on what you're saying, you weren't trying to get off the hook. So what about, don't make me lie from that story over there. Now, how do I know that's the case? That's talking about that. V'diktani v'chiheshba. V'chiheshba. He denied it. Prat le'modeh le'ehad min ha'achim. So you're coming to exclude a case where before he denied it, he was modeh to one of the brothers, yeah, I owe you the money. Or le'ehad min ha'shutafim. Or he admitted to one of his partners in the Yerusha that he owes the money. The Gemara says, hay le'ehad min ha'achim echidamir. Give me the case where the guy confessed to one of the brothers that he owes him the money. And you're telling me, oh, once he confesses, so therefore, already he admits he owes the money. So his kifirah that he does after is worthless because already he was more there. I want to know that case in Gemara. So thank you, David. If, let's say, brothers were dividing a Yerusha, right? So let's say have three brothers, right? So he goes to one brother and he says, I admit that your half I owe. Ha'ika kifirah d'idach. But he's kofiring what he owes the other brother. If there's three brothers, and the guy's modeh to one of the brothers, so you still have a kefirah to the other brother. And therefore, that's already considered a legitimate kefirah. And therefore, what do I keep his modeh to Reuven? He still was kofir to Shimon. Elala, must be the case talking about the amrile metarvinan yazaft. I borrowed, let's say, my chelik, I borrowed from both of you. I borrowed from Reuven and Shimon. And he's more there. I owe you both. Reuven, Shimon, I owe you both money. And what did the brothers tell him? Lo, mehad minaychu yazfe. They said, no, you only borrowed from one of us. Huh? They told him. I'm going back. The Amri, they told him, Mitarvina Yazaft. I said, he told him. Like, they told him, Reuven and Shimon tell the brother, Mitarvina, you borrowed from both of us. And therefore you owe both of us. The Amalu, and what does he say back? No. Mehad minaychu yazfe. I only borrowed. So he was modeh. Who is he modeh to? He was modeh to one of the brothers. The Ad Yale Kefirat Devarim Be'alma. I mean, that Kefirah now is not a. He's saying he owes. He just saying, I don't owe it from both the brothers. I owe it to one of the brothers. They're saying he owes both. He could have said, I don't owe you. Same $1,000. He says, I owe you. I don't owe it to both. Yeah, I owe it to one of you. And then he's kofir. What do I care? He's kofir. Bottom line, he already admitted. That, so what's the difference? The only argument is they say he owes it to both. He says he owes it to one. But his kifirah is nothing. Because bottom line, he's still saying that he owes it. From the fact that the resha is talking about kifirat devarim, that means this case over here is talking about kifirat devarim where his kifirat is only words. It doesn't mean anything is kifirat because already he was modeh to one of the brothers or to both of the brothers that he owes some money. The only mahalukah is they say, yo, to both of us, he says, oh, what a big deal. Bottom line is kifirat is worthless because already he was modeh. Sefa nami kifirat devarim. The sefa must also be kifirat devarim, meaning where the guy comes along and he tells the brothers, listen, or tells his partner, I borrowed money from you. I did borrow, it just wasn't with a shtar. Oh, I borrowed money from you, it just wasn't with witnesses. Then he comes along and says, kofir. It was his kifirat's worthless. Because one way he's more there than he was lover. So therefore, game over. So therefore, you have no doubt. Now, listen. I hold what I hold. I hold a guy that is kofir bim pikadon in a case with his edim, he's patur, because that kifirah is a worthless kifirah, because the witness anyway are going to make the case.
but you know what? You try to bring a proof for me from this case, that's not a proof. Because you thought the case was talking about where the guy was kofir in a case where there was Adim, that's not the case. He wasn't really kofir. The guy really was modeh first, that he did lend the money, and then he was kofir. That's why it's patur, because he was modeh that he owes the money. You thought the case was talking about where he was kofir where there was Adim. Now that's not the case. Even though I hold if you kofir where there's Adim, you can be patur, but that's not the case of the blind. Okay, but anyway, Rabbah himself holds, got the case good, kofir. Bemkom sheyesh edim patur. Why? Because he holds my kefira is not really worth anything. Because what's the pshat of kefira? I deny I ever took a pikadon. Wow, that kefira is causing this guy to lose money. But my kefira in this case is not causing any loss. Because anyway, this two witnesses is going to come to Beit Din and say, yeah, we saw you have the pikadon. So the case where his witness doesn't make a korban. So comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. After being a raya. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a list of ra'ayot against Rabbah. There's a siman over here. Choba, Kitot, the Balabayit, Chomer, and Nezira. Five questions they're going to bring against Rabbah to try to knock him out on this concept. Number one. Tashima. Eno chayav al shigigata. Right. Shivat pekadun yinan chayav al shogeg case. What's a shogeg case? The guy really thought at the time that he was making the shigua, he thought that he really didn't have the pikadon. Not much shogeg case. The guy, legitimate, he didn't know that he had them. So that's like honest, really. He really didn't think he was lying at the time that he made the shigua. Because we said in the Mishnah, fatur. Umau hayav. So what is he hayav on then? Azedona. If he swore bezadon. What is he hayav? Asham. Kesef shkalim. Shayav korban asham kesef shkalin has cost a couple of shekalim. My love, zadon edim. Oh, must be talking about a case where he did it bezadon, even though they were witnesses. And you see what? He's still hayav, even though they were witnesses. He must know. Lo, zadon asmo. Which means the guy was bezadon on his own. Not that there were witnesses that proved that he was a zadon. He was zadon on himself. So you have no raya. Hashem, another question. We had this case already. Okay, you have two groups of edim, two and two. Regarding a pikadon case, the Reuven comes in and says, hey, this guy owes me my pikadon. First group of witnesses comes in. First group of witnesses here. Kafra arishona. The first group comes along and says, nah, we never gave any pikadon. They were kofir, the first group. And then the second group was also kofir. It says shtem hayavot. Why? Because each group themselves is legitimate, and therefore, when each group came in, their kefira is considered a kefira, and therefore they have to bring a korban. Okay, what else says? Wait. Bishlama shniya tehayev. I understand why the second group that was kofir should be hayav. Dea kapara kafra la katrishona. Because once the first kat was kofir, now the second kat's, which is, the first kat's kefira should be nothing because they didn't cause a loss because there's another group on the way anyway. There's another two witnesses. But the second group that was kofir, their kefira really caused the loss because the first group already was knocked out. So it's them. So the last question is basically, why should you mehayev both? If anything, you should only mehayev the second cut, not the first cut. The Gemara says, "Bishlamah sheni atulah to the bottom. Tehayev teha kafra na kat rishona el rishona amay mehayva. Why are you being mehayev the first cut? Hakayma sheniya. The second cut is still there. Ela, what do you see from here? A beautiful proof." That when the first cut was kofir, even though there were witnesses, the second group, yachayav, kofir bepikadon bemkom sheyesh edim chayav. Again, the first group, when they were kofir, there were two witnesses there. The second two. And still what are you saying? Shnei chayavim. Question against Rabbah.
This was a pikadon case?
Yes. The Quran says, No, you have no raya. Amar Ravina. Chacha b'may askenan kegon shehaita shniya b'shad kefirat harishona kerobin b'neshotehem.
second cut, at a certain period of time, they were pasul the second cut because their wives were sisters. And therefore, let's discuss again. When the first group came in and they were kofir, there were no witnesses. There was no second group because at that time, the second group was considered pasul because they were related. And therefore, their kefira was the kefira. It's not a pshat that were kofir b'mkom sheyesh adim. There was no adim in the second cut. And then what happened? After they were kofir, then the two wives, or one of the wives died. Now the witnesses became viable again. Oh, so they have their own issue. But at the time of the first cut, there were no witnesses. And the Gemara says a hadush over here. Benoshotehem gosesot. Make the case more interesting. That at the time, their wives were on their deathbed. Or one of the wives on their deathbed. And what's the hadush there? You would have thought Rav Gosesim Lemita, that since the majority of Gosesim die anyway, so maybe you should be considered them dead even before the first group was kofir, and therefore it's a case where the idim are viable, because anyway the wives are definitely going to die. As long as they're alive, they're alive. And therefore, the first witnesses came in and said, we are kofir. At that time, there was a second group that the wives were related. They were gosesot. I don't care if they're gosesot. Even though Rav Gosesot died, since they're still alive now, they're considered alive. Therefore, they're pasul. Therefore, it's the case when there's no edim. That's why the first guy is going to be hayab. No question against Rabba. Tashema. Third question. Balabayit. Shetaan ta'anat ganav bepikadon. Okay, he's Balabayit's watching a pikadon. Claims this got stolen, so he wants to get himself off the hook. Stolen, he's patur. Vinishba, he swore. I swore I'm patur. The item is stolen. Vehoda. Then he admitted, he confessed, he was lying. Ubau edim, and then witnesses show up and say, "Hey, he had the pikadon. It didn't get stolen. He destroyed the pikadon himself." Im ad shelo bau edim hoda. If he was mode before the witnesses showed up. Mishalem, Kerin, Vehomesh, Vehasham. Now, normally when a person himself steals the pikadon, he would have to pay kefir, because stealing a pikadon is like geneva. But over here, since he confessed before the witnesses came, and you be modeh on a knas, modeh beknas, you are patur. So he doesn't have to pay the kefir, he just has to pay the principal, and he has to pay 20% homesh, because of the shivua that he swore falsely, and he has to bring a korban. Hashem. You got the case? Balabai, the pikadon got stolen from me. I swear it got stolen. I'm off the hook. Then he said, I was lying. Okay, you're lying? Well, you modeh, so we can't put a knas on you of the kefir. Pay kirin, pay chomesh, bring Hashem. However, imishibau edim hoda, but if he didn't confess to the witnesses got him, then already mishalem teshlum kefir the Hashem. Of course, then he has to pay kefir. Because already the witnesses got him before he got a chance to confess. Once the witnesses catch him, he goes, oh yeah, I admit. We admit. We don't need your admission already. The witnesses caught you. Yeah? Oh, so what's the question? What do you see over here? This is a case where they were witnesses. And still, what is it saying? If he confesses before the witnesses show up, he's a hayav, a korban for the denial, for the shivua. Even though his denial really wasn't worth too much because there were witnesses. We're discussing if the witnesses came first, if they came in, but there were witnesses in the world. That's the Gemara's answer. We just answered. Say the same answer, Ravina. They were witnesses at the time, but they were pasul. They were related. Their wives were related. So there was a time that the guy was more dead, there weren't witnesses. Therefore, his kefira, I'm sorry, the time he was kofir, his kefira was a good kefira. It did cause a loss. And these guys were pasul, and they were reinstated after their wives died, and they were fine. Same answer. Okay, next question. Amadei Rabbi Nachman Rav Ashet, Hashema, Hamura Mimena Shivuat Pekadon. Shivuat Pekadon is more strict than Shivuat Aidut. Why? Shayavim Al Zedona Makot. So if you do it, Zedon, you're going to get makot. V'ashigigata Hashem bekesef shikalim. Now, medeka amar loke. The fact that it says by shivat pekadon you get malkut, michlal dika edim. Must be there was edim there. because you can only get Malkut if Edim gave the guy a warning. V'ka'amar al shigigata Hashem b'kesef shkalim. And in the same case of witnesses, it says if you kofer b'pikadon b'shogeg, you bring a korban. Ah, so therefore, again, we have to assume the case to my witness witnesses. There. How do you know? Because on the mezid side, you're saying you get Malkut. And on the shogeg side, you're saying you bring a korban. Oh, you bring a korban even though it has witnesses. Question against Rabbah. Amarihu Rabordechai. So Rabordechai says, Bar mina dehahi. Scratch that writer. I don't quite mean that writer. The Amarihu Rabkana. Because already we had this on Amud Rishon. Rabkana told us already. Ana tanina la. I have this braita. Be'achi tanina la. My braita's text was like this: Echad zedona ve'echad shigigata Hashem bekesef shkalim. Exactly. No makot. The word makot is not written in my braita. Rav Kana said. All it says is you did it b'shogeg. You did it b'mezid. You bring a korban. That you are not talking about makot. So don't bring me the ayah where there was witnesses. And therefore, that's why you get makot, that's why you bring a Quran, there's no witness to stam. Shogeg, mezid, you bring a Quran, so no question. Tashema, not approved. No. Imamarta ben nazir tameh sheken loke. By a nazir that became tameh in the middle of his nazirut, he gets malkut. Tomar b'shvata pekadon sheeno loke. But by shvata pekadon, he's not going to get malkut. So Yom Rashi says, hechi dameh. What's the case? Am I loke? If there's no witnesses, why does the nazir get malkut? Ela wat pshita deika edim. Must be there is edim. And what are we saying? By nazir there was witnesses, he's going to get malkut. But by shvata pekadon, you're not going to get malkut. Veketari toma b'shvata pekadon she'eno loke. So you want to make the diyuk. Bilkahu delo lake. About korban, maite. Smash from Malkut, you're not going to get. But you're going to bring a korban, even though there is edim. Tiyufta de Rava. Tiyufta. Period. Tiyufta, which is, there has to be where there's edim over here. Because it says by Nazir, Malkut. And the same cases, by Nazir you get Malkut, but by Shivat Begadon, no Malkut. Oh, no Malkut. But the Korban, the guy's Kofim, the Begadon, the Mezid, you have to be a Korban. Oh, even though there's Edim. So you see, that's a knockout punch for Rabbah. Because Rabbah, you said that Kofir, the Begadon, become Sheyesh Edim. You wanted to say Patur, but here it's mashma that you indeed are going to be chayav.
But I continues. Okay, right after the tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan amar a kofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim chayav. Clearly,
he says if a person's kofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim, he is going to be chayav. I don't care that the witnesses are going to show up. Bottom line, the time you were kofer, you were kofer. Finished. However, bishtar patur. If you kofir on a loan that has a star to prove it, then you're going to be patur. Sounds like the star is stronger. If there's a star to back it up, then your kifir has nothing. Because anyway, there's a star that's going to prove it, he has to pay the money. But if it's only witnesses, that witness is nothing. So amar papa, my damad Rabbi Hanan. So he says, you know what the reason is? Edim avidi de maiti. Edim die. So who says the Edim are going to ever show up? Well, not only they might die, who knows, they might get caught up. They're on the other side of the world. So who says the Edim are going to ever show up? However, star, amanah. But the star is a piece of paper. Paper doesn't die. The star is going to surface. And therefore, according to that logic, just because there's witnesses doesn't mean the witnesses are going to show up, doesn't mean the witnesses are going to be alive. Therefore, his kefirah is considered a kefirah. Oh, but there's witnesses. Until they come. Mashiach, when there's a star to back it up, the star is a star, it'll get there. It'll surface to the Betin. The paper will get there, and therefore, his kefirah is worthless, because anyway, the star is going to hayav the guy to pay anyway. Therefore, it doesn't bring a korban. Amar le rabun abdel avi yusuf al papa. Why, you don't lose papers? The star can get lost. You've got a business that. Of course you can. Just like an ant can die, your star gets lost. So therefore what? His denial really was worthless. Not worthless, was worth something. Because when he denied it, this guy lost money. Oh, there's a star. Oh, maybe they'll lose the star. So we should be a hayav in that case.
אלא אמר רבי יהונה בן דרבי יהושע היינו טעמה דרבי יוחנן. No reason. משום טעם שטר שיבוט קרקעות, ואין מביאים קורבן כפירת שיבוט קרקעות.
Rule. Learned this already. The law of Shivuat HaPikadon is only on movables, not on karka. Shivuat HaPikadon does not apply to swearing or denying a real estate deal, a karka deal. Now, anytime you have a loan that's backed up with a shtar, it's mortgaged on karka, which means if the guy can't make payment with money, he can go after the karkaot. So therefore, a shtar is like a karka deal. And therefore, that's the reason why it's patur. When a person is kofer on a loan that's backed up by a shtar, it's considered he's kofer on a loan that has a shiabut karka. We have a gezeirat kadur. Karka doesn't apply to shiabut kadur. That's the reason why by shtarot, not because the shtar, you're right, the shtar can get lost. And that's why it should be hayab, because Parma and his kefirah did something. But Parma, he's being kofer what? Or something that can get the karka. Something that can get the karka is not considered kefirah. Therefore, he is going to be patur. Comes the Gemara and continues. Itmar. Mashbiya ade karka. The guy comes to Edim and says, testify that what? That karka belongs to me. Shvata edut. Right? And they come and say, we have no idea that the karka. We don't know any testimony. And then the kofir. The kofir and the mode. So the question is there shvat edut by karka cases? Gemara says, peligi bar bihan bihazar. Had amar hayav, had amar patur. Okay, big machloket there. Why shivuat ta'edut, where the witness were kofir, we do not know any testimony regarding the karka. Do they hayav to make command or not? What's the machloket? Testayim, the Rabbi Yohanan amar patur. We can conclude that it's Rabbi Yohanan that indeed is the one that says patur. Gemara says, testayim, the Rabbi Yohanan amar patur. Let us conclude that Rabbi Yohanan wants to say patur. Why? Medamar Rabbi Yohanan kosisa b'shvat ha'pikadon ha'kofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim hayav shtar patur k'derabuna b'derab Yoshua. Which means that what's the reason why Rabbi Yohanan said by pikadon when a guy is kofer b'pikadon sheyesh alav shtar? What's the reason we just gave why you patur? Because shtar is connected to karka. And kofering on the shtar, or kofering on karka, doesn't mean you're korban by shvat pekadon. So just like by shvat pekadon, karka is not a shivuah. So to my shivuah, I do, it's also not a shivuah. There's a difference between pekadon and shivuah. Pekadon, the guy says, I never borrowed the money from you. I never borrowed this. Shivuah, that is, I don't know testimony for you. But bottom line, just like by pekadon, you tell me shtar doesn't work because of why? Because it's connected to karka, because every shtar is backed up by karka, so it's swearing on karka, and karka has no shivua. So too, by shvata edut, when it's like karka, so therefore I can deduce that it is Rabbi Yohanan, that's the one that holds patur by shvata edim in the case of karka.
What's it
this, saying in edut, sorry? This I don't know testimony. Come testify for me that you know about that real estate deal that the karka is in there. You know, we don't know anything. This tayyim, proof. Conclusive. Comes the Gemara now and says, this mahloket between the Yohanan and the Elazar by karka, these are Amoraim. We are now going to say that this mahloket is indeed a mahloket amongst the Tannaim as well. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Abahu lema Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Elazar. Let us say the mahloket Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Elazar bifluktad Rabbi Yehizir v'Rabbanan kamipalge. That they are arguing the same argument as the rabbis of the Tanna, of the Tannaim. Bitnan. Okay, let's go. Where is this Mishnah here? We should have done this already. No, you're changing it. Okay. The Tanya? Yes. Okay, good. The Tanya. Hagozel Sadeh Mehavero. Okay, how do you do that? He stole a field from his friend. He forced him off. He bullied him off his field. It's the only way he can steal it. He can't carry it. Ushtafa Nahar. Now what happened? The field was next to the river. Raging river. Water came in, washed away the whole field. Hayav, the Gazlan is Hayav La Amidlo Sadeh. It was bottom line, since he stole it, he's Hayav now, he's responsible. I mean, even though if the guy was there himself, the river would have came and raged it and it would have wounded it anyway. But now that you've stole it, so you're Hayav and you're responsible for it. So he's got to give him another field. דברי רבי אליעזר בן עזרא שיטה. והחכמים אומרים, החכמים say, אומר לו, הרי שלך לפניך. Which means, החכמים עוד קרקע אינה נגזלת. You can't steal קרקע, bottom line. And therefore, normally when a gazlan takes something, he makes kinyanim on it. The kinyan of the gazlan makes him hayav on certain things. Which means, you could argue and say, listen, I stole your bottle of water. It's nothing. It's my bottle. No, when you steal something, that kinyan that you made makes you own it to be hayab on it. Yeah. But shaking on karka is a kinyan yesh. Therefore, you can tell the guy after the water flooded the whole field, therefore, it was always in your possession. What's the machloket based on? Rabbi Eze, darishle bu'uy mi'ut, and Rabbanan darshi klalu prat. Here we go again. This machloket is, in Pesukim, do you go with a klal prat klal style, or do you go with the ribui mi'ut ribui style? You know what I was going to explain now? Now we've said many times already that there's a difference between a klal prat klal and a ribui mi'ut ribui. We're going to repeat it again now. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribui mi'ut. Okay, what are we talking about over here? V'chichesh ba'amito. This is talking about a guy kofir b'pikadon. Guy's kofir. I don't know you the money, I don't know you anything. Now that's riba. That means it's including, it's a ribu, it's everything. Anything. Whether you're kofir money, whether you're kofir karka, whatever you're kofir. V'chichesh ba'amito, he denied. Then it says, b'pikadon o b'tzumet yad. Ah, pekadon is a collateral or a loan. These are things that are movables, right? Mi'et. So those are things that are only stealable items. Things can be stolen. Then it says, O mikol asher yishava. Or for anything that he swears falsely, hazar v'riba. Riba u'mi'et v'riba, riba kol. Now let's review how it works. Riba means it's merbe everything. The mi'ut comes along and says, oh, it makes a mi'ut, that things that are only similar to the mi'ut. Okay? Things that are similar to the mi'ut. Movables, things that are stealable, things you could steal. The second mi'ut comes along and says, even things that are not similar to the mi'ut. Therefore, even things that are not shayach to steal. Even karka. Oh, so then what's the mi'ut then? So the Gemara says, my riba, riba kol mine. Everything is included. Umay mi'et, mi'et. Things that are remote cases, shtarot. Which means a guy denies a shtar, which means, he says over here, she'en gufam aniyad sha'alav katub mamon. Exactly. The money is not the shtar itself. The money is in the shtar. The shtar itself is worthless. Kulamar. Erchosh el hashtar eno mishu shivuy aniyad atzmo. It's not the paper that makes the shtar valuable. She'en omid el ariyah shevo. Fesraya. She'yuchlu aydin legvot el hachove ketubo. O la'aziv bekarga shtar zemayid. Es esraya. Mikoa deraza zu sover abir ya'ezer shekol davan nigzal. Anything that you could steal, except for shtarot that don't have intrinsic value, shim gazal adam shtarotav shel chaveru. The guy stole his friend's shtar. V'nizok, as a result, what happened? Yacholu lomar ares shelcha lefanech, which means if a guy stole his friend's shtar and something happened to the shtar, he could tell his friend, "Take your shtar back." Masheik and anything else that he steals. Even if it's an item that normally is not stealable, like karka, and something happens to it, it's going to be hayav. So therefore, the pasuk is coming to include all cases. Riba, mi'ut, again. What's the case of it? You guy took something. Where's my pikadon? It got stolen. I don't know. It's not. I don't have it anymore. Bichichesh. Every case. Then it says no. Tzumet yad, pikadon, mi'ut. Then it says again bechol davar. So it's a ribui, mi'ut, ribui is coming through in all cases. That why, even items that you can't steal, even items, bottom line, once you took them, I don't care what happened to them, you can't say, unless it's a star. Because star doesn't have intrinsic value. Also, what do you see over here? You see that according to the Bili, he holds that what? that karka is included in the picture, and therefore if a guy makes a shibu, if a guy makes a shibu, so therefore what do you want to say? That just like if you stole karka and the field knocked it out, and then you made a shivua, whatever it is, just like if you stole karka and then something happened to it, you're going to be hayav. You kofir on the karka, you're going to be hayav. So do we want to say that what if you make a shivua on karka, according to the biyareis, you're going to be hayav? That's what we want to say. The rabbanan, what's the rabbi's opinion? Verabanan darshi klal uprate. Okay, klal prat. How does that work? V'chichesh v'amito klal. V'pekadonu betzumit yad o begazel prat. Now at that point, klal prat says that the klal is only talking about the prat cases. Not similar, but only the prat is included in the klal. O mikol asher yishma alav v'chalal. Hazar v'chalal. Klal prat. Klal e'atadan ela ke'ena prat. The cloud prat cloud works that you're only including things that are similar to the prat. Ma prat beforaz davar mitatem v'gufo mamon. The prat is including money. Money is gufo mamon, obviously, and it's mitatem. Av kol davar mitatem v'gufo mamon. So, to all cases where you stole something that's intrinsic and has monetary value, yatsu karkaot. Karka is excluded. She mitatem. You can't move it. Yatsu avadim. Shugshu le karkaot, and even is considered like karka. Yatsu shtarot. Cha'af apishem metaltel, even though they're movable, metaltelim enam gufa mamon. And therefore, in all those cases over there, we can say to the guys, to the exile, Hareshul Khalifanecha. So therefore, what do you see over here? Oh, now continue. Here we go, get the punchline. Man de mehayev, the opinion that says a person is hayav a korban, bemashmiya de karka. Which means Rabbi El Azad Amora that said that if a person makes shivua ta'idut on karka, that if a person goes, do you know testimony for me that the karka belongs to me? I don't know either. I'm kofir. I don't know nothing. And that opinion of Bilal is you hayav shivua ta'idut. Can it be the Ezek? Because he knows karka is nigzelet. And therefore, since karka is nigzelet, therefore, we just like karka wasn't excluded from the law of gezelah, so too it's not excluded from the laws of shivuah. Uman de patar kerabanan. And the shita that's poten, the shita that said that, that when shivuah ta'idut, swear to me that you know that the karka belongs to me, and you kofir your patur, because he holds that case of karka is also excluded from the din of gezerah. And therefore, just like over there, the rabbis put there, the one that excludes karka from shivuah ta'idut. The one that includes karka from shivuah ta'idut. So we find the mahlokat amoraim that is similar to the mahlokat tanaim. Amale lo. Gemara says no. No. Man de mehayev, the one that says shivua ta'idut, the guy that's kofir bekarka, that's hayab, chomesh, and asham, and all that stuff. Kirebi Eliezer. Uman de pachis, you're right, he also going to be Eliezer, like we said. Which means, on the rabbi that says hayab, you have to say he was going to be Eliezer. That you can't argue with. Just like your hayab by shivua ta'idut, he also going to be the Eliezer that karka can be stolen, and therefore it's considered part of the issue of Fichi Heshba. That's what the Torah says. The guy swore, oh, I didn't do anything to the karka and all that. He's going to be Hayav to pay, because bottom line, we consider it in his reshut, Fichi Heshba, no problem. However, man de patar, is the Hadush. The one that said you're going to be patur. Be'a afil rabbi the ezer mode, the rahmana amar mikol dilo hakol. Which means, in this case over here, even rabbi the ezer that holds that karka normally hayav, that karka normally if a guy denies karka, you're going to be hayav, but in this case over here, I feel it'll be the eyes will be more than karka in a nechlet. Ke'af a pishan katu marbe karka into a gezela. And if you have to return it, which is a bit easier, you steal karka, you gotta return it. However, he'll be more that in the case of shivuata I do, the pasuk says, mikol. What does mikol teach you? From velo hakol, not all cases. So therefore, it's not a straight up machloket. You're right. When it comes to stealing karka, what does it mean? Is it say stealing karka? You hayav. Why? I could say take it. I know the river came in. And, no. When you steal karka, you have a hadush klal ribui miut ribui. That's coming to tell me you hayav on stealing even non-movable items. Otan. According to Bili Ezer, I steal karka. What's the deen? River came and washed it away. You hayav. That's his deen. You got to return the karka. Oh, so he owes karka nigzelet. So I thought to say, just like he says karka nigzelet, but shivuata aidut, if they falsely deny a karka situation, they're going to be hayav. No! I can say that karka is considered stealable because we have a ribui miut ribui, but when it comes to shivuat ta'idut, the Torah's language is mikol. To teach me, not all cases you're going to be hayav. What is it? Hakol. Hakol every case. If I have a special gizrat ketuv mikol, and therefore they can exclude karka. So just because I included karka in gezer doesn't mean I include karka in shivuat ta'idut. Let's review outside. You found me a machloket Amoraim. Beautiful machloket. Shivat Aidut, does it apply by karka or doesn't apply by karka? Machloket. Gemara said, guess what? This machloket, whether Shivat Aidut is applied by karka, is the same machloket. Can you steal karka? The one that says you can steal karka says it applies by Shivat Aidut. The one that says you can't steal karka says it doesn't apply by Shivat Aidut. No! Even the opinion that says that you can't steal karka, Rabbi Eliezer will say that by Shivat Aidut it doesn't apply. Why? Because the rest is Mikol. Because limiting, and then say, I call Baruch Adonai, Olam HaMin.